USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We told you earlier that the president spoke to Fox News last evening. He also did an interview with Sinclair, in which he said he's perfectly fine with Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL. The president saying the former San Francisco quarterback should get signed if he deserves it. Trump saying Kaepernick was not up to snuff when he did leave the league. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, when it became very controversial when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for the president's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt activating the Guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department. A department spokesperson saying about 240 Guard members will be on hand. A sheriff in Arizona has coronavirus. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb went to D.C. on Tuesday for the president's executive order on policing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.